We get people from Australia, people from America, people from Europe, and always it never ceases to amaze me where people actually do come from and where they've heard about the bottle kicking, because it's a centuries-old tradition. We think it's 2,000 years old, but it just gets one of these folklores. It's one of the events of the year. It's compared to things like the cheese rolling or the Ashbourne Shrove Tide. It's one of the events in the calendar that is, makes Hallerton unique. It's a medieval game that continues every year, in its same format. It is very important that we raise money, and the problem is if we keep sort of tapping up the same people year on year, it becomes very frustrating for them. It costs us between 4,000 and 5,000 pounds to put on. More than a quarter of that goes to the ambulance we have to pay. But there are costs associated. There's damage to hedges, there's bands to pay, there's all sorts of costs that you didn't realise, even paying for road closures and things like that. There's an awful lot of costs that are associated with the bottle kicking, and raising funds and having support from people is absolutely vital. I mean, one thing we've done this year, which is new. We've actually got a farmer's market at the top of the village, opposite the duck pond near the Fox Inn. There's a green, and one guy who was a stall holder that came last year, he said, "Look, I can help a little bit. I'll bring a farmer's market to the event," and that obviously will help because there'll be 10 or a dozen stalls there, all different things. They'll all contribute, a pitch fee, and on all them sort of things adds to it. We don't ever want to commercialise the bottle kicking because it just carries on in its traditional form. But outside support is always welcome, and I'm always constantly looking for ways we can actually cover the costs each year. And so we have to keep thinking out the box, really. Everybody's welcome, even with it with inclement weather. We still get upwards of 5,000 people if it's sun shining and warm. That number could easily double. But from our point of view, people see living history when they come to Hallerton bottle kicking. It is a unique event. It is centuries old, but it is rough. It's a rough sport. It's the origins of rugby. And from that point of view, people coming and seeing it for the first time, that never ceases to, amaze me how they stand in awe of it and can't believe what they're seeing. And seeing is believing. So people come along and have a look at it.